This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by MediShare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Hey there, what's going on? This is not static you're hearing right now. This is, we're listening live. This is seriously live right now.
Yeah, it is.
To a rushing river that's in Alaska. We're listening to it live as it happens.
Mm-hmm.
How amazing is that?
Well, I don't know, because they can't see the river, so it sounds
okay,
like static.
That's... But that alone is wild, that you're able to listen to a rushing river in Alaska right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I found a cam. It's a camera on this river in Alaska. Live cam, webcam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching bear cubs playing at the river.
They're not really playing. They're just kind of standing around looking at the river. So it's boring for us. I can only imagine what the listener is feeling right now.
They're little fuzz balls. And how, but look, I mean, how amazing is this?
Yeah.
We get to watch this live or hear it live, like right this second. That technology's gotten to the point. I'm looking basically through a magic window.
Sure.
At a river, and I'm watching bears.
But like, they're just...
bears that are actually there right now in real life.
They're staring at the river.
Yes.
So they themselves seem bored.
And I'm staring at them.
And are you bored?
No. They're not bored. This is amazing. I love this.
Oh, I mean,
technology is incredible. Look, I'm not going to apologize. I'm riveted by this. I'm watching a live cam. People watch the news all the time.
Yes, they do.
And they get worked up into a frenzy.
That's true.
I'm watching, and you can hear it. You can hear a river.
That is a river.
I'm watching live baby bear cubs.
Just sitting there.
Sitting with each other.
And they're staring at the river.
Their mom just walked off to get some fish. And I can,
don't know what she did.
They're all running together.
They're going in the opposite direction.
Bear.
Yeah.
So, it's so relaxing.
I hope that this play-by-play is relaxing to the listener.
It is. Well, I just think, like, I can, if you want the link, let me know. Because it's so, if I had a big TV that was a smart TV, mm-hmm. I would just put this on 24/7.
And just sit there and watch. Well, let's look now. What's happening now?
Okay, nothing's happening right now.
Because the bears are gone.
Bears are gone, but they'll come back. Then you can just sit there and watch until they come back. It's way better than the news.
That's true.
It is so much better.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Please note, you're welcome here. This is a station that's all about Jesus, but if you're not, like you're kind of dubious about the whole Christianity thing, you're still totally welcome here. We can absolutely be friends, and thank you for joining us and stuff. I would say this, like a lot of people who are doubters about Christianity, I understand why. I am skeptical by nature myself, but something I've realized, and maybe you'll agree with this, the standard of proof that people have for the Christian story is way higher than the standard of proof they have for their own views on life. Like way higher. It's like you just got to provide this evidence, then that evidence, then more evidence. But we all have this kind of default view that we don't really demand any evidence for. We just go through life, try not to think about it. I'd like to at least maybe reconsider that and entertain the idea that there is a God and that this all does make sense. Maybe not everything, but the idea that you're created here and you've always wanted a father who would love you unconditionally. Like maybe you have that desire because there is one. It helps with your career to seem smart. This is what I understand. And so I thought I would model something for you because I saw a tip about how to do that. It said to take whatever anybody says and then bring it back into your field because you can't know about everything.
Right.
So you, whatever they say, you're like, oh, yeah, and then bring it into your field of knowledge.
All right.
You know about. So let's model that. We haven't talked about this ahead of time.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand.
It's just like you talk about something that you're interested in.
Something I'm interested in. How about something I did? Last night, I tried to cook these zucchini that are breaded and didn't go so well.
You know, they ate bread at the Battle of the Somme in World War I. See, what I did was I took, I don't know if you... I like World War I. So I just waited. I want you to graph this. Like, if you're writing at home, like, what happened there? She brought up breaded. Keyword bread.
And you took that as a handoff.
Yeah, because they used that as like hard tack rations that they used during the World War
I. I want to be clear. You're telling people to do that socially?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't understand why it's not clear or why it wouldn't be clear. But yeah, that's what you're supposed to do in order to get ahead. Fully admit that I don't understand this. Maybe you will. But there's a new service out that will automatically, I guess it's like a toothbrush club. And it sends you a new toothbrush head every 3 months. Every 3 months?
Every 3 months. Without every 3 months. You're not ordering it or requesting it. It's just, you pay it probably a monthly fee.
I guess so, to be in the club.
Okay.
And then every 3 months you get a new toothbrush head.
Okay.
One question to me is, like, toothbrush head. Why not just go ahead and just send me a little toothbrush?
Spring for the $2 and just send me the whole toothbrush if you could.
I'm thinking, if I'm so lazy that
I won't head out.
I don't want to be out
to
there
CVS.
Like soldering together. Have I not proven that I'm lazy, right? I don't want to be assembling a toothbrush. I don't know about this toothbrush head business. Tell you what, some people have some really dangerous jobs, you know, like window washers and skyscrapers and stuff. We don't have that kind of job, but the equivalent for us is to do a podcast. We call it the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, about something like All Lives Matter, or about race and stuff, and about Jesus. Like, we're treading on
very thin ice.
Very
thin. It can break at any moment.
Thinner than thin. Like, the thinnest part of the thin ice.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit scary to us, honestly. Mm-hmm. But I feel like God gives you your platform to say something. Mm-hmm. Or else, or else it's just about me. Like,
and that's not enough to carry me through personally.
No.
If it's about me, that's going to fizzle out quickly.
I understand. I feel the same way. Like, what, didn't it just like, okay, today, what do I do about, you know, to expand me? Mm-hmm. So I hope this didn't cost us any friends. I don't think it will. I don't know. But I encourage you to listen to it. If you're open to listening to a brother and sister in Christ who define themselves principally that way, mm-hmm. talk about race stuff in the context of relationship, and it's not tense. You don't hear tension between us, and I think that can make it easier to listen to. And if nothing else, you'll walk away going, well, there's some stuff to think about. I hadn't thought about it that way. Here's some of the reactions to the podcast we did. I'm not doing this to pat ourselves on the back, but just to help, again, break down maybe the defensiveness mm-hmm. that can come up when you hear, okay, people got through this and didn't throw anything.
Just wanted to tell you, I was so encouraged by your special podcast on Black Lives Matter. And it helps me to hear from people that I respect just what they're thinking and what their own journey has been. It helps me have a starting point for my own journey and in figuring out what my role is and what I can do and looking at what God wants from me. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing this.
Hey, Sherry, it's John. Trying to figure out the words to say. Listen to your podcast this evening, yours and Brant's on race. And I just wanted to let you know that I appreciated your honesty and your transparency. Love you as a sister in Christ, and praying for you and Brant for our nation. So thanks for your podcast.
So if you want to hear it, you can go to BrantHanson.com. Kind of weird, but something I've noticed, we have this thing, it's a neighborhood website that neighbors go on and comment about stuff that's going on in the neighborhood or in the city or whatever, whatever. But what has been fascinating to me, you know, a comment section of a newspaper, it's just a free-for-all of who are these people?
Yes.
What's happening to us?
And it's never nice. Never.
No.
Never nice.
It's just from the get-go, mm-hmm. there will be one comment, and the next comment will be attacking the first comment. And the first comment's attacking the news story.
That's true.
It's something else that I just have noticed with this website where you're all neighbors. Now, I'm sure this is still the same people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like church people or bridge club people. It's mm-hmm. everybody who lives in the neighborhoods on this website.
Mm-hmm.
But there's kindness mm-hmm. towards other people. Not always, there's some disagreement.
Right.
But there's a level of kindness that's like way over any other comments. Why do you suppose that is?
Because you're neighbors, because at some point I'm going to have to see your face.
Bam.
And there's no anonymity. Yeah.
I just think... We're better off if we're just dealing people on that basis.
Yeah.
It's a general rule.
Face-to-face uh-huh. or just know people.
And they know, wait a second, I know that guy because I see him walking his dogs every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's healthier for everybody. Hello, autocorrect people. If you're listening, I presume you are. But the people who do autocorrect, somebody's making decisions about what
you
words,
actually want to say.
Yeah, what I want to say. I don't understand. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
No offense. You guys are doing a great job. Yeah. Overall, we're thankful.
Generally, we appreciate
really
it.
Thankful, but if I write to a friend and I mess up a letter, okay, mm-hmm. hey, what you said was really encouraging. Mm-hmm. And I mess up a letter in encouraging, and you autocorrect it to snout aging. That doesn't... Is there some algorithm that would indicate to you, how often do people say snout aging? Like, this aged my snout when you said...
And that. I want you to stop.
Yeah. Why wouldn't default to encouraging? Like, I don't understand. Like,
the word have never comes up. They think I mean Jane. And Jane is all, if I don't pay attention, I will text someone, do you Jane a bag of chips? Every time, Brandt. And I never understand. I don't know how to tell. I'm glad we're doing this and talking to the autocorrect people, because I need you to change that.
But you're doing great. We love you. We really do.
We do. We appreciate it.
No, we're not Janing for chips.
We're not snout aging.
We're not aging snouts. Okay, guys. This may not be the best way to start your lifetime of love together.
Right.
I really don't think so.
Okay.
People are apparently doing this. Wedding loans.
That, yes.
Are really catching on.
I read that.
And the average amount of a wedding is...
$30,000.
And they're taking loans.
To pay for that one day.
This is a tough job, and I don't want to whine about it, but okay. It really is. Mm-hmm. But I have been whining about it today, and I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
But, like, I don't want to sound preachy about this, but mm-hmm. I would just say, as a guy, like, who's been married for a while, like, don't do that. It's really a bad idea.
And why would you say that?
Because a wedding is not about all the trappings.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough significance going on that you don't have to dress it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to, okay, but you don't have the money, don't put yourself under the gun. You want to live a life, at best, if you can, without debt. Mm-hmm. You don't have to start it with debt in order... For who? For whom? Is this to impress your mom? Your college mates? Your friends? What's going on there? So I would want to question that. There's enough significant happening that if there was not one flower, not one tier of wedding cake, and you just took vows in front of people to say, until death do we part, that would be enough. Producer Sherry is here. She is a single person. I am a married person. And Sherry is very kind because she says, hey, Brandt, you should talk about marriage on the show, your marriage.
I tell you that all the time.
All the time. I totally appreciate that. It's a good idea on one hand. You know what's weird, though? And maybe you can identify with this if you blog, even, or you're on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't want, since I'm on the radio, I don't want to use every experience to make it public.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that I'm not, while I'm experiencing it...
You're thinking, how am I going to spin this so I can tell everybody about it?
Yeah. I know preachers have that problem, mm-hmm. or anybody who's public at all, but it can happen now for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's true, huh?
Like, so I'm at the Grand Canyon, and all I'm thinking about is posting pictures on Facebook from the Grand Canyon.
Yeah,
like,
I'm looking at filters.
Yeah. So, that's exactly right. Hey, look up from the phone. There's a big
hole in
big
front of
canyon.
You.
It's grand. You might want to check it out. That's literally how I feel about it. Like, I do want to share because God's given me a platform. But on mm-hmm. the other hand, also, like, I don't want everything to become a thing.
Well, I will tell you, I want you to share because there are other people who have way less experience and way less wisdom who have no problem sharing all of the time.
And I want to share because I just saw that Dr. Phil made $88 million last year. So I'm like... Huh.
I got something to say.
I got one-tenth of that. That'd be plenty, maybe. Hey, single person, let me ask you a question.
Yes, how can I help you?
Thank you. Does it bother you? I bet it doesn't. I'm going to ask you. Does it bother you if you see married couples or couples constantly on Facebook going, oh, wow, look at us now. Now we're in a big heart-shaped... filter or whatever.
No, you know what? That does not bother me. I actually like that. What does not...
All right. Good. We're getting somewhere.
Okay.
I want to hear what ticks you off.
I don't want to say ticks me off, but...
She is ticked off. Go ahead.
No. What confuses me is when there are love notes going back and forth. ideally, I would think you're in the house together. If not, you could text each other. But that kind of thing, when you're statusing back and forth about that, is always like, huh, maybe that. Yeah, you guys could probably take that offline. We're here. We're in the room. Don't know if you noticed or not, but
yeah,
that's always a little weird.
You can see this. You're exactly right. You're right. If you haven't heard this before, it's so good and so helpful. It's called Survival School, and I help people learn survival skills. You want to do this, Taryn?
Survival School.
Yes, this is how it works. I will give you a scenario, because I'm always thinking, no matter what I'm doing, I'm always thinking, what if this, what if that? That way I'm always prepared to react at a moment's notice, and I know exactly what to do.
Okay.
So I'll give you a scenario, and then you tell me, you'll have 5 seconds to figure out what to do, and you tell me what you would do, and I tell you whether or not that would work or not. This is a way for me to teach teach people survival skills. Is that okay?
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
Okay, Taryn, let's say you are in the mall and you turn into the Apple store and you walk in there and it's all nice and nicely lit and everything. And, oh, that's pretty. And that thing's neat. And then you notice that wall starts coming down, that chain wall.
The gate
thing.
In front of the store.
Yeah.
So they're closing.
Okay.
But it's not closing time. And you're like, what gives?
Okay.
And usually they let you out before they drop that to the floor.
Sure.
Then you realize you're the only one in there. And then you realize that the genius bar, there is no genius there. In fact, there are no humans. There's just one very hungry mountain lion that has come out of the genius bar and now is looking at you and wagging its tail and getting low. It's ready to pounce. What do? You have 5 seconds. Go.
Climb the gate and hope that it has been declawed and it can't reach me up there.
Too late.
Okay, that's
it hasn't been declawed and it can reach you up there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what you have to do is make a loud noise because you can't escape. Normally, you'd want to back out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But since you can't escape, you need to make a very loud noise and try to intimidate the mountain lion. And then you want to block your head so that it can't lunge at your neck and head. Because that's what it'll do.
Okay.
I would grab, like, the 15.4-inch MacBook Pro.
She's supposed to go looking for a 15-inch MacBook Pro.
Because it's larger than the other one.
So she turns around and she's looking for it.
Yeah.
Well, but the mountain lion is there. What is he doing while she's looking for the MacBook Pro?
Anyway, I would grab the 15.4-inch MacBook Pro. MediShare sponsors our podcast. We appreciate them very much. If you want to find out more about sharing medical bills with other people, it's really a remarkable thing. Go to biblicalhealthcare.com or call 855-772-5699. You could wind up saving thousands of dollars. 855-772-5699. So glad you're listening. We really mean it. We view this whole thing as being a friendship, this radio thing. So we're honored. And we realize we're not the typical show. Also, things people notice right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sound normal. I sound like a very dry person. I get called Garfield a lot. And then Kermit.
There's a little Kermit there.
How do I move?
Kermit's a lovable character.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Garfield, not so much.
No, Garfield has a little edge to him.
That hurts. But the other thing they notice is that Sherry has an infectious laugh, and we get comments on that. It's legit.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, she's laughing. Is he really that funny? Like, I don't think he's funny. Well.
He is to me.
To her. Well, see?
Do you go home just with your sides hurting? You're laughing so much.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Sides, head, whatever.
Yeah.
Something is hurting when I go home, Dad.
My neck hurts.
You got a pain in it?
You know what the hot new exercise thing is now?
What?
Rational fitness. Rational fitness is what it's called.
Rational, okay.
And I just remember there was a big seller, P90X, had their thing called Insanity.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So I guess this is sort of seems like a response to it.
You're insane. We're rational. Take that.
Yeah. So they're kind of using that against them,
right.
I guess. But the idea is quit counting everything, quit assessing everything, quit looking at everything like a scientific experiment. Just move. Exercise every day. Move because it feels good.
Okay.
It helps your body. You'll sleep better. You'll think better. You'll be more relaxed. It helps with anxiety. It's just good to move. Your body's created to move.
Mm-hmm.
God made you that way.
Mm-hmm.
So just do it. And then the very fact that you're taking some of that pressure off makes it more pleasurable.
Okay.
If you don't like running, don't run.
just walk or something.
Yeah, find something else to do. There's a million other things you can do, but get out and move. And it's called Rational Fitness, and apparently it's sweeping the nation.
Well, is someone actually paying someone else to tell them that?
You know what? That's a good point. And how do we get in on this?
Because in essence, I've just told you to move.
Right, right.
So
right.
How much does that cost?
I don't know, but my mom embraced this a long time ago.
Okay.
With, I think it was called the get out of here, go outside and come back when the street lights, right before they shut off, I want you back here.
She should have patented that.
I don't want to see you. Move. I learned this lesson again, and maybe you've learned it already, but I have to keep learning it. I've even said, don't do this on the air, and I do it anyway, and that is, I look up to people. And I guess to look up to people, you have to put them on a pedestal, I guess. But I use that phrase, wow, I really look up to that person. And I got burned again. So it's not that person's fault that I was looking up to this person. Like, we're all humans. I knew that. And Jesus told us not to do that. And he actually said, you can look it up. He said, I'm your teacher. Nobody else is. Capital T. And you're all classmates. He actually said that's in the book of Matthew. And I think that's to keep us from doing what I did again. And it spares us a lot of heartbreak and helps us to understand who we actually are. Ultimately, it's really freeing, too, because it's not healthy for people if you look up to them. And a lot of people do that. It can mess with them. We're all on the same level. We have one capital T teacher, and that's him. Look, it's hard. I know. And I'm saying this, processing it myself. But I was just talking about how it's not a good idea to look up to somebody. And it's so natural, and it sounds like a good thing to do. Like, I really look up to this person because he's so respectable or she's so respectable or whatever. It may be really great qualities, but we're not supposed to do that. And it's just so easy to fall into it. And I think even among, like, church people, it's like, set up so that you will do that. Because we don't necessarily get to know each other. We just see people on stages, or we don't know what's really going on, but these are expectations that this person has achieved some level of special status. Like, they haven't. And so,
'cause it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But I keep doing it. You know what? Do you still do that?
I do. I try not to, but I think I can respect some. Here's what I try to do. I try to respect people and their wisdom that I've seen play out in their life while still acknowledging they could mess everything up tomorrow, just like I could mess everything up tomorrow because we're human.
That's the right way to look at it.
Yeah.
But there's such a yearning, maybe particularly among men. I don't know. But a yearning for that, somebody to respect, mm-hmm. that you're just like, they're that guy, he's got it all together. And then we find out they don't.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.